What day is it?
It's Tuesday!
Well, what time is it now?
It's time to wake up now.
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
Is this a test?
Got it. It's too early.
Fun is fun.
Today is such a great day.
For a Tuesday morning show.
Tuesdays are better.
This is true.
I can't wait to get started.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I love that. Every time you say it, though, it's showtime. You got to do the jazz hands. I love the jazz hands with it. It's showtime. Happy Tuesday. I got my water here. I got my protein bar. We're doing this. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We're in the studio today, but tomorrow we will be live on site at the state capitol for Stop the Steal. We need election integrity. People are calling it a protest, but it's not a protest. It is a rally in support of our president. And everything that is going on right now, you will see what a peaceful protest is actually like. You know, don't let the media who were portraying fires burning in the backgrounds of their reporters as peaceful protests, don't let them, you know, skew your opinion on what it's like to be at a rally with Trump supporters, with Americans, because it is the best. It's the best energy. It's the best feeling to be around people that you don't have to worry about what you say. You can just speak the truth. It's a beautiful thing. So thanks for being here today. I appreciate it more than you will ever know. So today's poll question. Do you believe Sisolak's claim that Nevada is facing a budget crisis? We have a special guest joining us at 11:08 today, and that is Victor Jakes from NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. And, he's got a different take on this. And it's pretty interesting because we are just 3 weeks away from the 2021 Nevada legislative session. And wow, I have a feeling he's going to be pushing claims of this devastating budget crisis, which, you know, people are still paying their taxes. Mining is still paying their taxes. Casinos are still paying their taxes. People are still paying their taxes. So where is all of this budget crisis coming from? Because people with the state still getting their money. We got CARES Act money. And you know, he chose to pay state employees first. So where is this budget crisis coming from? Victor Jakes will have it all laid out for us at 11:08 today. So what do you think? Yes, no? 991fmtalk.com. And again, thank you so much to Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring the question. So yesterday's poll question, should Nevada legislators call for a full audit of the numbers of COVID-19 deaths to reveal the actual cause of death? I hope there's a few legislators out there that might be listening, or faculty, or, you know, not faculty, employees of the legislators, because 96% of those participating in the poll, the highest number of participants I think I've seen in a poll, 96% said yes. We want the truth, because people do not believe that they're getting the truth from the media. They do not believe that the health departments in the different counties are being honest. They don't believe that the hospitals are being honest. They believe it's about following the money. Hospitals get more money for COVID deaths, for COVID patients. So there you go. Craig, can you please turn off your thing? You know, this is the time that we are going to have to make a decision. We have to make a huge, huge decision. Is it going to be life under tyrannical rule? Or is it going to be freedom? Is it going to be a freedom-loving constitution, constitutional America? And what gets me is when the left or the liberals start throwing out the Constitution for their arguments. It's obvious that they haven't read it. They don't care. They're manipulating it. What can I say? Tomorrow's going to be a huge day. But today it's about the Washoe County Commission. People are already down there starting to gather. Washoe County commissioners could open up this county like that. But they don't want to. Jeannie Herman does, but she's only one voice. So you need to be there in front of the Washoe County commissioners if you live in Washoe County. So if you live in Sparks, if you live in Reno, if you live in unincorporated, you need to be in front of your county commissioners explaining to them the harm that all of these lockdowns have done, and demand that they do an audit of the number of deaths for Washoe County. I know it's hard because people are still trying to work. They're still trying to make a living. But for anybody who isn't working today, this should be a priority to stand with those who are done with being manipulated, who just want the truth. I have a little thing here. Restaurant spending only down 1% in 2020, according to new data. This is the most ridiculous study that I've seen. Nationwide restaurant spending is only down 1%. This is by Top Data and Zen Reach. So the list of states spending less at restaurants than they did in January 2020 in terms of their percent decrease says in Nevada, 10%. Idaho, it's 47%. Here's the top states that are currently spending more at restaurants than they did in January of 2020. Washington has a 26% increase. Utah, 24%. I mean, these numbers are just BS. You go directly to the mom and pop restaurants out there, the owners of the restaurants who have already closed, the owners of the restaurants who aren't going to make it through January, with the restrictions. And then, of course, they just blame it on people that, oh, it's just because people don't want to wear masks and, you know, they just have to wear a mask to get in the door and blah, blah, blah. No. The media has frightened people so much to where they don't want to go out and they don't want to go to restaurants. Yeah, there are those who are so fed up that they're not even going to go to a restaurant because they're not going to put on a mask. But the point is, they shouldn't have to. What is it about just walking over a threshold? Put your mask on outside the door. Sit down at your table. Takes what, 5 minutes? 2 minutes? Sit down at your table, take your mask off, and now everything's fine. The big restaurants, I'd like to see what restaurants they were actually, you know, comparing things to, the people who they were talking to, because this data does not make any sense. Your big chain stores with the drive-thrus, those are the ones that are still successful. The places where you can have it delivered from. Grubhub and all those other places that, you know, where the food delivery, those companies weren't doing all that great. But boy, as soon as COVID hit, stocks are skyrocketing. Let me tell you. Frankie, what did you just send me? LOL. Monica, McDonald's competing with Chick-fil-A. Who cares? Our mom and pop restaurants are going out of business because of fake Vinny. Yeah. Again, pay attention to the Sonic commercials. I mean, I know it's a drive-in, eat in your car thing anyway, but now it's being portrayed as the family kitchen table. Is that the way that you want the kitchen table? Is that the way you want the family meal in your vehicle? Chick-fil-A supposedly heading on into Carson City now. I'm sure that will be a big, you know, lines for mile. To our poll question, yeah, he probably mismanaged the state budget buying new jets. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You didn't see a whole lot of pullback from the state. Projects still went on. All that good stuff. So I'm excited. Victor Jakes talking about Governor Sisolak and the budget. The thing that concerns me most is the fact that he's going to be screaming budget crisis going in to the legislative session in February 1st. And who knows what increases, fees, whatever you want to call them, taxes are going to be placed upon Nevadans. Because that's what he's going to do. No cutbacks. No shutting down of unnecessary offices like the offices of new Americans. Nope. Just be ready for it. Just be ready for it. Be ready for today at the Washoe County Commissioners headquarters right there, down off of Sutro. Attend if you can. It's your time to get your voice out. I mean, at least give the commissioners kudos that they're still listening to people. City of Reno, No. Take your time to get in front of these people. Then tomorrow, it's the big day in front of the state capitol. I'll be doing the show live. We're going to have a great time. We'll be back right after this quick phone or what phone break. We'll be back right after this quick break. Phones are open, 884-9910. Whatever you want to talk about today, let's do it. But let's have a good conversation. No talking over each other. 884-9910. We'll be right back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get ready for the latest film from Francis Ford Coppola, The Dawn Father.
We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
They are shredding ballots, in my opinion.
This how you turn out? What can I do? What can I do?
The Dawn Father, now playing in Georgia theaters.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
This isn't good. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's immediately go to Cindy on the talk and text line. Cindy is at the Washoe County Commissioners meeting. And Cindy, what's going on there? Have you been locked out?
Good morning, Monica. Yes, there's representatives here down here at the Washoe County Commission. We've been here since about 0900 with representatives from Defend Nevada, from the Freedom Angels and Concerned Citizens. We were told that we could not go into the County Commission building unless we masked up and we submitted to a temperature check. Some of us were going to agree to do that. While we're waiting to gain access to the building, we noticed in the lobby that all of our county commissioners were posing for professional photos without masks, not socially distanced. And so one of our members, Aaron from the Freedom Angels, was able to gain access to the county commission building. Some of our other members with masks have gained entrance. The rest of us are outside. The building has, quote, been locked down for an incident. We have been refused access into the building. However, there have been employees who have been allowed in. Fire marshals were allowed in. Citizens who have an appointment to conduct business in the county commission building have been allowed in. But we, the people who are here to represent, to address our elected representatives in the county commission building, have been specifically denied access to the building in violation of our First Amendment right to peaceably assemble and petition our government for a redress of grievance. We're pretty hot right now.
So once again, it's do as I say and not as I do. They can be in there without masks and not social distancing and having their little Kodak moments, but freedom of speech and your other rights are being violated because of what incident?
They have not specifically identified it. They've refused to identify it. And as near as we can tell, it's because Aaron of Freedom Angels was able to go in without a mask. So she's inside. The Washoe County Sheriff deputies have responded. There hasn't appeared to be any kind of law enforcement action, if you will. So we're still milling about out here. We're denied access. Nobody's telling us why, except that there is, quote, an incident that we cannot come in. But if you're an employee, you can key card in. Oh, and furthermore, as an affront to our citizenry, the ADA access that should be open, I believe, according to federal law, is locked. But they did use it to let their photo team in and out.
Hmm. All right. So what do you need, Cindy? Do you need more people down there?
Yes, we do. It would help a lot of our people in Washington, D.C., and if we could have some more support, this would definitely be beneficial. It looks like our usually MIA commissioners, Bon Hartung and Kitty Jung, are actually here because they're swearing in the new commissioner, Alexis Hill. So they're here for their photo op, but yeah, they're not. They haven't been here for the conduct of business in addressing we the people. And we are the people who employ these people. There was a lady, she refused to identify herself. She said that she was here to be sworn in. And she refused to identify herself. And instead of sticking around to ID herself and get sworn in, she left. So what we do need are more people down here. There needs to be more visibility, more activity. This is absolutely an affront to the principles of representative government, and we've had it. The wheels are rolling, and we're headed down the road.
Cindy, how long do you think this is going to last today? Because some people might be thinking, oh, by the time I get there, they're not going to need me to be there. How long are you guys going to be there?
We're going to keep on being here and trying to get into the building, keeping on getting them on video, denying us access. I really don't know. They're not communicating with us. And the fellow who's guarding the door is a representative of Allied Universal Security. I've worked with him in my professional capacity. He's an honorable man, and he's just doing his job. So mm-hmm. we don't want to make it difficult for him. But he's caught between us and the county security team who are denying us access. So we're going to be here as long as we can till we get an answer or we get access. And if there's anybody within earshot of your radio show and is willing to come down and stand with us, we'd deeply appreciate it.
All right. Sutro, get down there. It's the county complex. This is unheard of, and it is unacceptable. Cindy, thank you so much for being a patriot and being out there and helping protect other people's rights that they don't even realize that they're losing. Cindy, thank you so much. If anything happens before 12 o'clock, make sure that you call back into the show. We'll get you on right away. There you have it. You know, here I tried to put a kudos out for the county commission, and now I'm just going to take it right back. Jeannie Herman, the only one working for you. Jeannie, what's going on down there? We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining me today. Answer today's poll question. We'll be having a special guest with us at 11 o'clock, 11:08. Victor Jakes from NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, and Sisolak's claiming that there is just a huge budget crisis, but he's done a little research into it, and maybe not so much. I have a feeling a lot of the legislative session is going to be around that budget crisis. So what do you think? 991FMTalk.com brought to you by Nissan of Carson City today. Yesterday's poll question, should Nevada legislators call for a full audit of the number of COVID-19 deaths to reveal the actual cause of death? 96% of those participating in one of our largest polls yet said yes. People are demanding it. I wouldn't mind seeing our Washoe County commissioners doing that too. Would be nice. Could be something brought up today at the Washoe County Commissioners meeting, but only if you can get into the building. Nancy Jones joins us right now, 884-9910 on our talk and text line. Nancy's also at the Washoe County Commissioners Complex, and no getting in, Nancy.
That's right, Monica. I'm not actually there right now. I was there at the previous meeting. Mm-hmm. And we had over 150 people showed up at that meeting and gave public comment or waited in the lobby for a few hours trying to give public comment. And it turns out they didn't want to have the public have any accountability to the public. So they blocked everyone out today. I have friends there now. They say there's about 50 people waiting outside. There's sheriffs and police, and no one has any answers for them. No one is allowed in or out of the building unless they work there.
That's not acceptable, Nancy. I mean, this is incredible that they can't give a reason why this is going on. Why all of a sudden? I mean, people were pretty proud and happy of the commission that they were at least allowing people to be there in person to express their feelings, express their stories of the plight of their businesses, because the city of Reno is not allowing that. And now it seems they've taken a complete turn and locked people out.
It's disgusting. I really feel like, you know, and they've got the security guards outside saying things like, oh, I'm just doing my job. Monica, I've heard that so many times over the last 6 months. I'm just doing my job. And what that says to me is I don't care about what's right or what's wrong. I don't have to think about what's ethical or what's legal or what's moral. I just have to do what I'm told. That, do you know what that makes them?
Nazis.
Nazis, exactly. At worst, Nazis, at best, whores. I mean, can you say that online? Like, if you just get paid and you don't have to think about it?
Well, that's something that I've brought up a number of times, Nancy, is at what point do you go with your integrity and your values rather than just going along so you have a job? Is your job really worth your integrity when you know you're doing something wrong?
Well, and then if enough people were to be more honest with themselves about it, I think we could keep our jobs and our integrity. I don't think we should have to live in a society where it's either or.
Exactly. Exactly. Nancy, thank you so much for calling in today. And what, as somebody who, you know, obviously you have a family, you have things to do, what do you encourage people to do? How can they be more active like you?
Well, I think it's important to pay attention to these local public meetings. The people who are in the county commissioner, they are elected by us and they should be accountable to us. Right now, we're kind of being ruled over by these far distant bureaucrats who aren't elected and who don't have any accountability. So we have to at least try to demand accountability from the people who we elect and we pay. So we got to, I don't know, keep trying, keep knocking on those doors, keep calling them, emailing them, put the pressure on and pray a lot.
and start getting names of people who would make good representatives on the county commission, on the Reno City Council, because we have to get, people keep saying, vote them all out. Well, who are you going to vote in if you vote them all out? We need to, 2 years. We got more elections coming up in 2 years. We need good people getting on the ballot and getting out into the public now, because people go by name recognition, unfortunately. And they see that That's incumbent good- and they just say, oh, okay. Because they don't educate themselves. So, Nancy,
That's
I don't
true.
Know.
Well, let's go tell everyone that Bob Lucy's locked everyone out of the building.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Nancy.
Yep. Well, we'll work on it. I've got kids from 11 to 1. So I will keep being the mom advocate here.
Okay. We'll let you go with that. Nancy, thank you so much for calling in. And if you find anything else out from your resources that you're tapped into, please make sure you call back into the show. Appreciate it.
I sure will. I hope that they open the doors up for people. I'll let you know if they do.
They better. It's this.
I know.
The whole world is looking at this country right now. Nancy, thank you so much. Again, have a wonderful day. The whole world is looking at this country. And we are failing in every aspect that we are supposed to be standing up to. And why do I say the whole world is looking? Because the whole world is falling into this lockdown beyond legal restrictions, legal actions, what they are allowed to do. The new UK order, it's completely anti-science. People are being locked down and huge fines levied against them for even leaving their home. This is for anything, to go to the grocery store, to go visit a sick friend, whatever. Huge fines. Locked in their homes. China, other countries, metal doors on apartment buildings, welded shut. Are you going to allow that to happen in this country? I was just reading this article. This is very interesting, I find. They call him the great smallpox eradicator, Donald Henderson, used in a 2006 prediction that he had of the consequences of lockdown. Did you think that word was even around back then? He had an article that addressed the idea of travel restrictions, forced human separation, business and school closings, mask mandates, limits on public gatherings, quarantines, and the entire litany of brutality to which we have been subject to for nearly a year. All summed up with the word lockdown, what's going on right now. You want to read this article from Jeffrey Tucker. It's on the American Institute for Economic Research, AIER.org. Why was he talking about this in 2006? Because they have been planning this for decades. Bill Gates has been working on this. Fauci has been working on this. Fauci flat out said that Trump was going to be hit with a surprise pandemic virus. What more do you need to know about what's going on? Well, I tried to get this audio clip on yesterday. I ran out of time for it. We're going to have to play it. We're going to have to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with it, because this woman sums it up pretty much as well as anybody has. If you don't recognize the name Catherine Austin Fitz, you should look it up. Catherine Austin Fitz, F-I-T-T-S. She is she was actually in the Bush administration. She's a former assistant secretary for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And she's got a long list of credentials behind her, one of which is not a doctor, not a scientist. But what she says brings everything into common sense of what is going on right now. So please, stick around. We'll be right back after this. And you're going to want to know more after you hear what she has to say. On the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this Tuesday. If you've heard about what's going on, the Washoe County Commission has shut down their meeting to people coming inside the commission chambers, even the building. They're being locked outside. This was a big call for people to be there to express and speak before the county commission of the situation that the county is in, the lockdown that we are in. Seems as though the tide has changed. They were before, 2 weeks ago, they were there. People were allowed in. They were allowed to speak. After a call was put out for the last 2 weeks by multiple sources to be there, to stand up for yourselves, it turns out the commissioners don't like that. Except Jeannie Herman, only one that's actually working for her constituents, for all of us. So what is this all about? This is about, let me take the words of J.W. Williams here. He worded this so well. Globalists manipulating the public using fear of COVID-19 so they can stop people from meeting and organizing through lockdowns and extreme surveillance via contact tracing. I have been forwarded this interview many times, and I am going to play a bit of it for you right now. But this interview is 50, almost an hour long, 50 minutes. It is worth your time to really understand what is going on around you. It's not about an election. It's not about a virus. It is about fear and locking this planet down. Isn't that convenient? That's actually what it's called. Planet lockdown. So just take a listen for the first few minutes, and then you'll understand why we are in the situation that we are in.
My name is Catherine Osmond-Fitz. I'm the publisher of the Solari Report and managing director of Solari Investment Advisory Services.
And what do you think is happening economically as a result of all this?
So what is happening, I just published a huge study called The State of Our Currencies. And what I describe is the fact that for many decades, the dollar has been the reserve currency. And the system is what I would describe as long in the tooth. And the central bankers are trying to bring in a new system, but it's not ready to go yet. And we're in a period of great change and uncertainty where the central bankers are trying to keep the dollar system going and accelerate. So they're trying to lengthen the dollar system, and then they're trying to accelerate bringing in the new system. And they have to bring in the new system without anybody quite realizing exactly what it is. So we've had a global reserve currency system, the dollar, and it needs to evolve and change, and it's long in the tooth. There's lots of unhappiness with the system, and the central bankers are trying to bring a new system. And to do it, they're trying to extend the old and accelerate the new, and it makes it a very chaotic thing since much of the new is being tested and tried and prototyped, and it involves many different industries. So I describe the new system as the end of currencies. So we're not bringing in a new currency. We're essentially bringing in a new transaction system that will be all digital and essentially end currencies as we know them. So what they're trying to do involves essentially all the money on the planet. So it's big, it's complicated, it's messy. And the challenge they have is how do you market a system that if people understood it, nobody would want. And of course, the way you do that is with a healthcare crisis.
Why is a healthcare crisis good for that?
Because generally, if a few people want to control the many, the question is how can you herd all the sheep into the slaughterhouse without them realizing and resisting? So the perfect thing is invisible enemies. So we had the war on terrorism. You know, with invisible terrorists, and then now a virus is perfect because it's invisible. You can't prove that it doesn't exist because it's visible, invisible. So invisible enemies are always the preferred one, particularly if they scare people. If you can use fear and introduce significant fear, then people will need government to protect them from the invisible enemy. Then the second tactic, which is very effective, is divide and conquer. And so in the meantime, if you can use the media plays a very important role. If you can turn men and women against each other and black and white against each other. And one of the reasons you import a lot of immigrants into Europe is turn the general population against the immigrants. And then you need government to be in the middle. And, you know, so these are all, whether it's divide and tactic or invisible enemies, these are all ways to institute fear and get people to go along with things. And of course, the invisible virus allows you to do enormous control mechanisms. You can stop people from gathering. You can stop people from organizing. You can stop people from getting together and talking about what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. And if you digitize it with contract tracing, then you can control who's talking to whom. If you can get them to do all their work and education online, you can literally listen to everything they're saying. So you can institute extraordinary amounts of surveillance, all in the, you know, the theory that we're protecting you from invisible virus.
Yeah, we're protecting you from the invisible virus. I urge you to listen and sit down for the whole 50 minutes and share this with your friends. I have already put this on our website, 991fmtalk.com, into my webpage at Monica J. What has President Trump done? He's moved the Federal Reserve into the Treasury. Why? Because he wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And they don't want that. Remember when we had to get rid of all of our change? There was a change shortage. Businesses weren't accepting cash. It's dirty. You got to use your credit cards. This is why they don't want Trump in office, because he knows what's going on.